It's a personnel change that's making headlines. Pakistan has named a new ambassador to the United States after the former ambassador stepped down. This all came about over an anonymous memo that was sent to Admiral Mike Mullen after the raid that killed Osama bin Laden. The memo asked for Washington's help in diminishing the power of the Pakistani army. Now, the former ambassador to the United States, Hossein Haqqani, denies that he had anything to do with that memo, but he resigned anyway. And that further complicates this already very complicated relationship between the U.S. and Pakistan. Joining us now, Dr. Hassan Abbas, an academic based in Washington, D.C., and a fellow at the Asia Society. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
You know, some people have called this a meaningless controversy, and yet it did result in the resignation of the ambassador. Do you feel this is meaningless?
No, I think it was not meaningless. And the reason is that the memo that you just mentioned, that had some very serious aspects to it. And the person who released it was no less than a very well-known Pakistani-American businessman, Mansoor Ijaz, who wrote an op-ed in Financial Times and later on gave the details. And then Admiral Mullen accepted that he had received that memo. And Mr. Jim Jones, a general who was formerly in the National Security Council in White House, accepted that he was the one who had conveyed that document. So there was it was not neither meaningless nor there was lack of credibility. It was real and it was very dangerous and very controversial. And then Mansoor Ijaz released his BlackBerry messages and emails, and he released the whole text between him and Mr. Hossein Haqqani, the former ambassador. So that's why there was this element of secrecy which was exposed, and there was this dangerous tone of the memo that is at the core of this issue.
And also at the core of this issue, I mentioned the tensions between the U.S. and Pakistan, but really what this is getting to is the tensions between Pakistan's military and civilian rulers, which are at this point so volatile that it would result in something like the resignation of an ambassador, despite no proof that he was involved.
I would argue that there is no doubt about this civil-military tussle in Pakistan, and this has historical roots. In 64 years of Pakistan's history, about 30 years or so were under military rule, and the rest under civilian democratic leaders. So this tussle continues, and U.S. relations with Pakistan also play a central role in this. But we must acknowledge that in this case, Mr. Haqqani, a very smart guy, a very articulate person, a very well-informed person, very well-connected in U.S. media, in Congress. I mean, he played an important role, and he was a hard-working person, no doubt about it. But he was also a very controversial figure in Pakistan. The military never liked him because he started his career as a member of the Jamaat-e-Islami, a right-winger party. Then he was hand in gloves with the former military dictator General Zia, then a right-winger politician. And finally, he turned to Benazir Bhutto, one of the greatest leaders Pakistan has produced. And in this whole process, he had lost his credibility in the eyes of some Pakistanis. But I think he was genuinely a pro-democracy guy. But military thought, the military leadership in Pakistan thought that he was constantly challenging their role and their credibility, and he was having a negative impact on Pakistani military's relationship with U.S.
Dr. Hassan Abbas, a fellow at the Asia Society, talking about the resignation of Hossein Haqqani as ambassador from Pakistan to the U.S.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.